When you're a guest in someone's home, is there something that they have that you're nervous to use? Perhaps you've been told, don't touch that.
Uh-huh.
Or, oh, no, no, that's not for you.
Yes.
And it freaks you out every time you're there. 833-287-1037.
My brother-in-law, Darren, is in town, and we had this exact same situation happen.
Darren, in the past, we've talked to you on the show about when you come to visit and you were having kind of a conniption about the towels in our guest bathroom. Why?
Yeah, because towels are towels. If they're in the guest bathroom, they should be for, you know, guests.
Agreed.
But apparently, I don't qualify for the golden towels. This time I show up, and you tell me, go ahead, use the golden towels. They should be used once in a while.
Now, let me explain. I had these towels in there. They were a very unique color, and they matched all the decor. And a lot of people have this. They're just for pretty. Right. They're not for being used. And we have guest towels.
Right.
But this time when you came, I'm like, you know what? They've been in there for pretty for how long, so you might as well use them.
So the very next night, before I thought about using the gold towel, I went to get a new towel out of the cabinet. I grab a towel. How about this one, Tam? Can I use this one? It's the dog towel.
Yeah, the paw prints all over it. Should have been your first clue that that was the dog's towel.
You know, just a towel. I'm like, give me a towel. I don't care.
Okay. How was the dog towel? Did it dry you off quickly?
Felt great.
It's supposed to dry off Sophia.
You might want to wash that twice.
You guys are having a good old time.
Well, they were having a good time. Yes, they were.
I have the same exact thing happen when I go visit my girlfriend Sam's parents at their place in Laguna. And I use the towels in the guest room, which, as Darren did, as most guests do, hey, there's a towel here. I'm in the guest bathroom. My hands are wet. Think I'll dry it on this towel. But now she has separate towels for that. And I was told that. And I'm told that every time I go there.
Well, I have a hand towel that matches the bath towels. He's talking about the bath towels. And I'm very picky about that because one of my biggest pet peeves of grossiness is when I go to someone's house and I go to wash my hands and use their guest hand towel and it's crunchy. It happens way more than you realize.
I was about to chastise you for saying grossiness, but no.
They're like hard, or they, you can tell they haven't been washed in a while.
Why is it crunchy?
So I wash my hand towels all the time.
Yes, thank God.
All the time.
But we can't use them?
You know, you can use the hand towels. He's talking about the bath towels that hang in the bathroom.
And can you grab the lower section of the wine rack and grab a bottle from the lower section at your house?
That's my husband's section. We don't touch
that. The answer is no.
Yes.
When you're at someone's house, what can't you do? What are you afraid to do? 833-287-1037. You can do that. You can do that. You don't do that.
What are you afraid to do at someone's house when you're a guest? I'm always worried about breaking someone's coffee maker. That's like one of my big fears.
Remember, this is the guy who broke a toilet seat over the summer break in my buddy's fishing cabin.
Yes.
Not a shining moment.
No.
Tammy won't let people use the guest towels in her guest bathroom.
It's the ones that are hanging in the bathroom. I have plenty of guest towels, just not the ones hanging there.
Okay.
They're for pretty.
What? Either are you freaked out when you're at somebody else's house to mess with, or will you not let anybody mess with when they're at your house? 833-287-1037. Terry in San Marcos, what you got?
My Xbox game. People come to my house. My grandkids come to my house. Anybody comes to my house. I have a Wii. I have games for the grandkids or whoever, but my Xbox, that is strictly off limits, and everybody knows that.
No disrespect, Terry, but
everybody knows that.
I mean, dude, no one wants to play a Wii anymore. Come on.
That's true, but I got some younger grandkids, and it's the new version of the Wii U, I think, or whatever. So it's you know, some of the younger grandkids, they still enjoy some of those games, but my Xbox,
Okay, John, no. how would you feel about somebody coming to your house and you have PlayStation, right?
No, I've got Xbox.
Xbox.
I wouldn't mind that, but I was thinking, I like where you're going with that, because I was thinking, what in my house would I be, no. And it's my knives. There are guest knives and there are my knives.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that in that special case are my knives.
That's my house too.
So Terry, your Xbox is my knives.
Yeah. There's some things. Just don't cross that line.
What's your game on Xbox?
Currently, I'm playing a Ghost Recon, one of the Ghost Recons.
Well, I'd love to come over and hang out with you someday, Terry, and join you in a game of that, but I know better.
Yeah.
Do not touch. Thanks, pal.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye.
It's funny because I'm a firm believer. My casa, su casa. I mean, you come on. My house is yours. Come on in. Not the knives.
Yes.
Terry, not the PlayStation. Tammy, not the towels.
In my house, there's a list that my husband gives first. You know that.
You know how, like, when you go to those people's house and they have house rules and it's like, hug often. Don't go to bed mad. Family's everything. Kurt's house rules is don't touch, ..
Yes.
Lower level of wine rack. My knives.
The knives, or what's the other one? His copper kettle for his water. How did he put it the last time somebody stayed? If you scratch this, I will kill you.
Yep. That's Kurt speak for welcome to my home. Enjoy yourself. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.